to appear as a hopeful single on. Not that it mattered. I was not looking for a man, let alone a high-powered, high-earning, and incredibly sexy man, which was what I'd seen while flipping through Mel's potential matches. And now there was this. The this being a man. Mel's promised surprise. Jamie S. He'd been on that dating app, one of Mel's matches, and had caught my eye. He was, well, he was my type to a T. I'd seen that he was a tech developer and an ex-pro football player. I might have blown that off as someone making stories up to get matches, but it was the Diamond Dating League. An ex-pro football player was par for the course when it came to a dating service as elite as them. Jamie S. was a big, muscly, ginger-haired man with a beard. Did I say the man was big? He was thick in all the right ways and had the flannel he wore fighting for its life. And he was waiting for me. Waiting for me right outside of my new apartment with, what I guessed, were the keys to my apartment in his hand. Why the hell was he waiting for me? I swallowed hard and paused on the walkway leading up to the Magnolia Arms, the duplex apartment building I'd rented at Mel's insistence that I be near her best friend, Aurora. This was Aurora's apartment building, and I'd assumed she'd have her meet me here, not Jamie S. The man that I had been gobsmacked by, and whose profile I may or may not have read more than a dozen times while I'd had control of Mel's account. I hadn't done anything with the information on his profile, but I guessed Mel had. The evidence of that was the big ginger man standing at the building door, leaning against the brick like he belonged there. I scrubbed my palms against my thighs and cleared my throat, heading forward towards the man. How had she gotten him here? What had she even told him? What if she had told him I was hot for... Claudia? He called out when I was halfway up the walkway, and I wanted to groan in frustration. Okay, maybe a lot more lust than frustration. Because the second I heard the man's voice, I felt heat flush through my body. Right from the bottom of my feet to the top of my head. The man had a voice like honey and whiskey, smooth as hell and sweet-sounding, especially when he was saying my name. Jamie S.? I asked with a nervous laugh, and he raised an eyebrow. Sinclair, he supplied, pushing away from the wall with an easy grace that belied his big barrel-chested frame. But I can work with Jamie S. Sinclair is a nice name, I said, a little quickly, and giggled nervously while I watched him approach. I mean, it suits you, suits your name, Jamie Sinclair. Rolls off the tongue better than Jamie S., he said, and I nearly swallowed my tongue because now he was just a foot away from me. But I think I'd be just fine with anything so as long as you were the one saying it. What are you doing here? I asked, crossing my arms, because what the hell was he doing here? Yes, Melinda said she had a surprise for me, but Colorado was a big state, and never in my wildest dream did I expect to see Jamie S. No, make that Jamie Sinclair, ex-pro football player turned tech developer, suddenly standing on my front doorstep like a drunk purchase I'd forgotten about. He rubbed a hand against the back of his neck and gave me an almost bashful look. Your friend Melinda contacted me, he said, confirming my suspicions. She was so getting an earful the second I was free to call her.